Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We've been talking with Dr. Gordon Tomaselli over these last couple of episodes, who is a professor and chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and a former national board president of the American Heart Association. And one of the things that we've noted, of course, is that the lifestyle, less than optimal heart-healthy lifestyle, really catches up with us in our 40s and 50s. But how do you break the cycle? We're hearing recently that the epidemic of obesity is really unabated. It continues, and we haven't made much difference. Dr. Tomaselli, this must cause you to pull your hair out. I mean, what are we doing? How do we break the cycle?
Yeah, there are storm clouds on the horizon. And in fact, this is predicted to be the first generation that doesn't outlive its parents because exactly what you talk about of childhood obesity and a sedentary lifestyle. I think one of the things we have to do is think about the environment and how to make the easy choice the healthy choice. We all have busy lives. Our kids have busy lives. And when they're looking for something to grab to eat, the first thing that they look at can't be a bag of chips and a sugar-sweetened beverage. It's got to be something else, a piece of fruit or something that's a bit more healthy. And I think that's one of the things we can help them change in terms of their habits going forward, even after they leave school.
Now, I can imagine any number of our listeners are driving along right now listening to us, and they're rolling their eyes and going, come on, is a bag of chips or a thing of French fries or a pizza really so bad? Come on, look at me. I'm fine, and I grew up on this stuff. You know, what do we need to do to get people to believe that it's taking a toll?
Sure. I think if we just look at the weight of our kids, you can believe it's taking a toll. It's not even so much the specific constituents of the diet. It's the caloric consumption, and it's the lack of activity. And sugar-sweetened beverages in particular are concentrated sources of calories that kids just don't burn off. They get heavy. They get diabetes at a very young age. And as a consequence of that, all of the ravages of cardiovascular, kidney disease, and other complications of diabetes.
I can just predict the good advice you're going to tell us. Exercise, don't smoke, watch what you eat, all those things that are so obvious and we've been listening to for years and years and years. So what do we do differently? Because that's, again, it doesn't seem to be moving the needle.
Yeah. So I think practically it's a kind of a change in the composition of the diet. So there are things that are easy to fix. And those easy to fix things are a water instead of a soda, some other substitute for, a bag of chips or something like that as a snack.
Pretzels.
Now, that's not to
Pretzels.
Say, and that's not to say that in moderation, one can't consume these things. But the problem is that each and every time a choice is made and that bad option's available, it's an easy option. The other thing is, in general, sometimes things that are bad for you, chips, et cetera, are just a cheaper option than fruit is. And that often will just drive decision making.
Are you seeing in Hopkins, of course, in your practice, do you see children with early stages of cardiovascular issues?
Yes. So my pediatric colleagues certainly are seeing more heart disease and more obesity in younger patients. I take care of adults, so I see the consequences of that behavior as they get older. And in fact, when we look at heart disease, on the one hand, in older folks, we're pushing heart disease to later years in life. But in this next generation, we're starting to see manifestations of heart disease much earlier than previous generations. So again, it's something to be concerned about and something that we can make an impact on, again, through altering what kids and what adults, as examples, consume.
Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, terrific to have you with us. Thanks for your good advice and insights, and we'll have you back for sure. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.